Final Woman Crush Wednesday for 2024, and we're doing it in style. We're all going to be spending more time in the water. We're going to head to the beach. We're going to live our best lives. I've got two beautiful, amazing lifeguards. I'm like, guys, have I spent enough time in the gym? Because these girls are looking fantastic. But I guess when your job is life-saving, hey, you can't be balloon and saving people. Oxymoron in the house. All right, let's have a look at the traffic, and we're going to chat to our beautiful guests in studio. Morning, B. Oh, you're on mic too. How you doing?
All is good. How you doing?
Listen, it's a Woman Crush Wednesday, final one of the year.
I can't believe it.
Happy Woman Crush Wednesday.
Happy to you too.
Yeah, but you're here next week, though. You're here next week.
I see what you're doing, because you're always giving me hell about me being off on public holidays. I see you.
I got you, man. I got you. How's the streets looking?
Actually looking pretty not so busy. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly enough, I was expecting a little bit more. I suppose the only more that we have at this point is a multi-vehicle accident into north before the Umhlanga interchange. That scene is in the right lane. Please be careful of that scene as you're driving past. Also give way to emergency services needing to arrive there. And then the accident from earlier on that was on the N3 to Durban before the Pavilion interchange, that scene has officially cleared. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Muhlehla Tshwayo.
Report traffic now. SMS traffic to 33116. SMS costs R1.50.
Yes, honeys, it's the final Woman Crush Wednesday of the year as I take some downtime for the next 2 weeks, but we had to leave in style. So I have two amazing lifeguards from Lifesaving SA in studio. We got Saskia Hockley from Umhlanga Surf Lifesaving, as well as Roslyn Ramoholi from Durban Surf Lifesaving. They're both with me in studio, and we're talking everything lifesaving. Saskia is a 20-year-old Durban local who was a member of the national senior team that competed at the World Champs in Australia. And Roslyn is still in school, babes, but she's out here saving lives since November 2022. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Carol.
Oh, welcome, welcome.
I'm good as well, Carol.
Oh, it's so good to have you guys. You're so humble considering you're running with surfboards there on the beach. Hey, I absolutely love it. Okay, so the job's quite a hectic one. And let me start with you, Saskia. Why lifesaving?
I think it's, for me, it's more just the passion for the ocean. Mm. I mean, I grew up in Mshloti, my local beach, my home beach. Grew up in Durban, been here my entire life. And ever since I could remember, my dad's been taking me out to the beach, teaching me how to swim, throwing me in the waves. Like, it's everything I've ever known, and I love it. I wouldn't change a thing about my life, the way I've grown up.
So, Roslyn, like, when it's Christmas and you're going home to your family and you're like, I do life saving, and you're like this cool black chick. What are they saying? Because we are used to plastic on the head, 2 liter bottle to carry water, and then that's us. Deuces. You know?
Yeah, like, I like to break the stereotype of, like, swimming is, like, only for, like, mainly people, like, that are white. Mm-hmm. But, like, as a girl of color, it is really, I like it because I'm one of the only ones that does it.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a competitive swimmer, pool swimmer.
Yeah.
So, like, that's also nice. I'm one of the only, like, people of color, girls of color doing it. So, like, it really is. It's fun.
Shout out. Okay, so let's paint a picture for people. We just know life-saving as in Pamela Anderson. The swimming costumes got cutouts right up to just under your armpits. You are just shaking yourself on the beach, suntan. Oh, look over there. Guy's drowning. Run over. You save him and it looks all cute. But what is the real day-to-day of a lifesaver? I'll start with you, Saskia.
It's definitely not Pamela Anderson. I can tell you that for free.
Yeah.
It's more sitting in the sun with your hat on, sunglasses on, with a whistle between your teeth, telling people to get out the water, not once, but maybe 10 times a day, because they don't like to listen to you, until they get stung by a blue bottle, or they've sprained their ankle, or they've slipped on a rock.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, it's definitely... It's not romanticized at all. It's hard work, and you have to come with your A game. Otherwise, someone could lose their life on your watch.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, Roslyn, I mean, bringing your A game, what does that look like? Like, what does a day start? 6 a.m., 7 a.m.? Do you do extra training outside of swimming in the ocean? Because that is an extreme sport. Just carrying my cooler box to the beach in the sand. Yeah, it's an extreme sport. So, tell me, what is it like? What is your day-to-day training, or how do you get ready for a day?
So it's a duty day. 6 o'clock in the morning at the beach shop. sign into the duty book. Then you're on the sand getting torpedo boys out. The boards.
Torpedo boys are who?
The rescue boys.
I love this beach lingo. Okay. Torpedo boys
getting
out.
Getting rescue boards out.
Right.
Making sure everything's set up. Beacons are where they're supposed to be. Flags are up. Making sure that everyone knows you must swim between the two beacons.
That's the one thing I know. Even coming from Joburg, I knew. If there's no flags and lifeguards, I'm not swimming there. Right,
yes.
And that's the number one rule. I absolutely love this. Anything else you want to dispel as a myth? Because people come to the beach, Saskia, and think they can do certain things. You know, I can swim, so I'm going there where the sharks and stuff are, and I can get back in time for lunch. What are the myths you want to dispel?
I feel like people, when they come to the beach, like you say, they have this preconceived idea that there's sharks around.
Yeah,
and the truth is, they are more scared of us than we are of them, so they really don't come anywhere near us.
Yeah.
And also, just another thing that I think people overlook a lot is the fact that rip currents are probably the biggest cause for drownings in Durban, especially because of our sandbanks and all of that.
Yeah.
But basically, just thinking that they know better than the lifeguards.
Mm. And they don't.
You get those people that come down for holidays from Joburg and inland. Never been to the beach throughout the year. And now they're like, oh, I know what to do. I'm on holiday now. Who can tell me what to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just, they disrespect the lifeguards, which is, it's not fair because they're giving up their time. They don't have to be there. They're there to keep the other people safe. But yeah, just respect.
Respect.
Right? That's the biggest thing I think people deal with on the beach doing duties. And it would be nice if people could just appreciate what they are giving up for them.
That's amazing. Roz, anything else? Like, if you could speak to the people that drive you crazy on the beach.
Please just listen to us at this point.
Yeah. Because like, you're a young person. Yeah. I can imagine you trying to tell a 45-year-old man, please come in, stop going so deep into the ocean, right?
Yeah. Like, a man was telling me the other day, I'm short and I'm a little child. like, go call one of the older people to come. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
But, like, at the same time, please listen to us. Like, we are trying to help you stay safe.
Yeah.
And keep safe. And to be told I'm short is, like,
it's crazy, right?
I mean, also because, like, we are females, the two of us.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, they really overlook that, especially, like, strong, tall males.
Mm.
They overlook that, like, okay, you're small, you're female, you don't know what you're doing.
They see a woman and they automatically think weak. You know?
Yeah, and they just disrespect us. And it's really, it's just downgrading at this point.
Guys, so you've heard, when you're at the beach, you see these lovely ladies, you got to respect them, because at the end of the day, when push comes to shove and those ocean waves start doing the ocean wave thing, these girlies know what they're doing, and your life will literally be in their hands for them to save you. We're going to chat more with our beautiful lifeguards in studio. We are live on Facebook. Hello to everybody on Facebook Live. If you have any questions, 061-792-9495. More with our love-saving ladies next.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
Hi, Facebook people. We are live on Facebook. We love it. It's our final Woman Crush Wednesday for the year, and we're doing it in style. We are talking life-saving. We've got two beautiful lifesavers in studio. I'm learning, guys, that it's voluntary, this whole concept of life-saving. You guys ain't getting paid. You put your lives on the line every day. You get sunburn, all of that, and it's all non-profit. You do it for a good cause. That is very insane. So with that being said, we made it very clear to people that we need people to follow the rules. The most important thing we can take out of this, if anything, especially if you're driving in from Joburg and from out of town, and even Durbanites, you too, because y'all can be problematic sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know, the most important thing is look for the flags. And when you see the flags and you see the lifeguards, you know you're swimming in an area that is safe to be swimming in. But let's walk through some of the safety recommendations that you ladies may have. If you're just joining us, we've got Saskia Hockley from Umhlanga Surf Lifesaving and Rosalind Ramholi from Durban Surf Lifesaving, who are in studio. Very young ladies who literally spend their weekends, instead of being at the jaw, like me and Buhle, they are on the beach saving people's lives. Please give us, like, I'll say five from you, Rosalind. You know, safety tips. Traveling as a family, traveling with kids, alcohol, beach, water, eating too much, bringing your pot of food to the beach. You know what I'm saying? Let me start with you, Saskia.
I think the biggest thing is obviously if you do have kids with you, especially the younger ones, they like to go on their own little adventures during the day. Just making sure you're keeping an eye on your kids. I mean, we've got so many people to look after already. If you have little toddlers running around parentless, it adds extra stress. Another thing, just alcohol consumption. If you're intoxicated on the beach, it makes our job harder. It makes everyone else's job harder. Also, littering. That's probably also a big thing, especially in our holiday season.
Yes, guys.
We pride ourselves with our beaches in Durban. And I mean, if someone comes down from Joburg and they sees our beach full of plastic, they're like, well, this is my holiday destination. Why does it look like this? So if you are coming down to the beach, make sure you take your rubbish with you. It's not like when we have to sit there after our duty, sitting on the beach for 8 hours and then cleaning up your mess, you know? Makes our job hard. And then also just general awareness. I mean, you can see the ocean's a bit rough. Don't try to be a hero and swim out when you can't actually swim very well. And then, yeah, just, yeah.
I love it.
I can't really.
I love it. Roz?
For me, mainly it's like rough play.
Rough play, ne?
There's
yeah, and guys especially,
that.
They like to take it each other, hand around the neck.
They turn the beach into jump WWE. On him.
But it's not I'm WWE, sorry. Guys. It's the beach. Okay, yeah, yeah, rough play.
I experienced that the other day. It was shocking.
Right.
But it's mainly rough play. As Saskia said, watch the toddlers.
Yeah.
And also, it's coming with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Also, it can be like one aunt and like 10 kids that comes to the beach. And like, you have to watch out for the toddlers.
The cousins the best friends. Yes.
So to watch the kids. And tell me, I've got small children. And I mean, your brother, ne? It's your brother.
Yeah.
Brother Chris Sapello is actually teaching my boy to swim. He's doing a very, very good job. Very good job. I'm very proud. But I always get nervous with, you know, how far they can go. Because I kind of feel like it must be by their little knees. And if it's any more than the knees, I get panicky.
Yeah.
Is there like a cutoff for your kids that you can say is a good safe, even if your kid can swim? I don't think they should be going as far as neck.
No, I think mainly your knees to your waist.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Make sure you can stand.
Yeah,
you can
make
stand.
Make sure that you can stand.
Yeah.
If they want to go a little bit further, you have to be with them.
Okay.
And you have to at least be at a safe length in also to be able to get out quickly if you get pulled in.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one.
And tell me, this season, is it full of jellyfish and stuff? And what happens? I've heard traumatic stuff about how to ease a jellyfish burn. What do we pack in our bags in case we do get stung by a blue bottle or jellyfish?
I don't think jellyfish are a big problem in Durban necessarily.
Okay.
I think that's more Cape Town.
Okay.
But definitely blue bottles. I mean, now's the season for blue bottles, especially when the east wind blows.
And what do we do? What must I have in my bag? Because I'm not doing what people say we must do on the beach to help people.
Bring some ice, I think, also. Ice to put on it.
Okay.
Go to the lifeguard tower and ask if they have vinegar. Especially
spray lifeguards will usually almost have vinegar.
Okay.
And
vinegar.
Then also, if you know you maybe have like slight allergic reactions to them, make sure you have like one of those creams that you can put on just to like slow the reaction down or the rash down.
Right.
Because I know I react quite badly to blue bottles.
Okay.
I swell up and I struggle to breathe. So I have like a...
Yeah,
one of those creams that you put on it, and it kind of helps with the situation.
I've never been stung by a blue bottle, so
that's
I'm scared
not fun.
Now.
Carol, never been you stung really by don't a bee. Be stung by a blue bottle.
Never done this blue bottle.
Same, and I'm
too
touching
many
my
times.
Okay, jeez. Okay, final say, parting shot, Saskia. The whole of KZN and visitors from out of town are listening. What do you say to us?
Just have a good holiday. Remain safe, please, please, please. Just listen to the lifeguards. They're there for you. They've got your best interests at heart. And just have fun.
Have
fun. A safe holiday.
Yeah. Roslyn, you get the final say. What do you say to KZN?
Have so much fun at the beach. Really is a good place to have fun. Listen to us once we blow a whistle. Please listen. It's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't drink too much. Keep your kids in view. Yeah, I think just enjoy it. It is really a fun place to be.
I love that. And keep your trash with you. Keep our beaches beautiful as you enjoy them. We got thousands of visitors coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it can get quite daunting for you guys when you see thousands of people enjoying the beach, because we literally look like little ants on the beach and you're like, who's where?
I couldn't actually have said that better.
Right? Yes. So fantastic work for you guys, because I can imagine there's like eight or so of you guys and like thousands of us.
Yeah.
And yet you guys still do the most amazing job. So all the best this festive season. Thank you for taking time from your life to let other people enjoy the sun and swim.
Thank you for having us.
Lots of blessings to you and the family. There's family members here. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing your time with us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Brittany.
There we go. Saskia Hockley from Mhlanga Surf Life Saving and Roslyn Ramaholi from Durban Surf Life Saving. So there you have it, guys. Please, let's have a good time at the beach and, you know, just be safe. Yes.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.